Welcome to another episode of the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. If you're new to the show, look, my friend here, Alexa, and myself are going to pick a random podcast. We're going to strap it on and see how long we can hang on and just give you our first impression. So, Alexa, pick a number between 1 and 16.
Your random number between 1 and 16 is 9.
Alexa, pick a random number between 1 and 300.
Your random number between 1 and 300 is 172.
All right, and while I go dig out of iTunes what that particular, those numbers represent, the first number is the category, second number is the number and how they're listed there. And while I go dig that out, why don't you listen to this real quick?
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
And number 9 turns out to be the music category, and at 172 is a podcast called, and I'm not making this up, The Humble Farmer with Robert Skoglund. The Humble Farmer is a Maine humorist and former jazz musician, now an age social commentator. He has been compared with Mark Twain, Gene Shepherd, Art Buchwald. After each rant, Humble plays classic jazz from the 30s, 40s, or 50s. He panders to intelligentsia. Ooh, big 50-cent word. Thank you for listening. His website, you can find that at thehumblefarmer.com. And we're going to listen to the episode from April 2nd, which is oddly enough named your main private radio program for the week of April 2nd.
Hi there, your buddy the Humble Farmer with an hour of old-fashioned music just for you. Thank you for listening. I think it is a crying shame that so many old people have nothing to look forward to. They have nothing to live for because they've done everything. They slouch around with a hangdog, been there, done that look on their faces that would make a coyote upchuck the rotten deer he'd had for breakfast. I, however, you know this, I have gone out of my way to not do everything. I have saved some new and exciting thrills that I plan to do for the first time when I'm 90. I eagerly look forward to my 90s for these many exotic culinary pleasures that there await me. I have put these things off for 80 years so that when I'm 90, I can enjoy for the first time things like quiche and all the other delightful hippie foods that were unknown at my mother's dinner table.
What accent is this? This is wild. This is the weirdest game of This Little Piggy Went to Market I've ever listened to. Wow. Yep, it's jazz, all right.
This is Clark Terry here, reminding you to pull your bearskins a little closer to the fire. That's it. Now you're talking. Watch out for those snapping sparks.
Yeah.
Anybody cozy? Now, the good news is that you're in time for the Humble Farmer. You've worked hard all day, and you deserve to relax now. Mm. So stay right there.
You had me and you're
to
losing
the best
me.
Of this kind of music.
Okay. Okay, well. Well, let's call it a day on this one. All right, so here's my initial thought. Audio quality was okay. A lot of hiss there. And so, you know, not enough to make me tune out. I'm not quite sure why they introduced the show. I guess he does his little cold open there, almost like Saturday Night Live, where he does his little thing about turning 90. That's a very unique accent. That's the cool thing about that is I have no idea what accent that is, but I bet nobody else sounds like that guy. So he does his cold little rant. Then he does his intro with a ha 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 guy. And then they start playing some music. So I'll give him credit for A, getting right to the point. He doesn't make you, I kind of get what the show is about. So I'll give him credit for that. And I'll give him credit for having an opinion and not being worried about sharing it. So I'm not a big jazz guy. It kind of puts me to sleep. But this is the first show I would say that I've listened to on this show that I would actually consider listening to the whole episode because I want to hear what this guy has to say. Because he's definitely a bit of a character in a way. So I would give him kudos to like, yep, I would want to stay on this horse to see where it goes. The other ones, maybe not so much. But again, if you want to check out his website, it's from about 1992. It's called thehumblefarmer.com. He's also available in iTunes. So that's going to do it for this particular episode of the Podcast Rodeo Show. Our website is podcastrodeoshow.com. If you'd like a more in-depth review of your podcast, go over to podcastreviewshow.com, and that's where myself and Eric K. Johnson go over your podcast and your website and your audio with a fine-tooth comb. Check that out over at podcastreviewshow.com. This is Dave Jackson from theschoolofpodcasting.com reminding you to enjoy your ride.
This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com. Changing the world, one download at a time.